with the flexibility to adapt quickly to changing circumstances. Therefore, these jumping genes, or mobile elements as they are called, may have been retained evolutionarily, because from the standpoint of promoting survival of the species, this adaptation benefit outweighs the risks. The idea that mobile elements exist and move about in the genome is not new, but the recent evidence that they are so active in the brain came as a surprise. Gene jumping was first discovered in plants, even before James Watson and Francis Crick spelled out the double helical structure of DNA in 1953. In the 1940s, Barbara McClintock of Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory observed that controlling elements moved from one place to another in the genetic material of corn plants. She discovered that under stress, certain regions in the genome could migrate and turn genes on and off in their new location. The products of McClintock's experiments were the now famous ears of corn with seeds of varying colors, a demonstration of genetic mosaicism in which genes in a particular cell may be switched on or off in a pattern that differs from that of neighboring cells that are otherwise identical. McClintock's research, which at first encountered skepticism within the scientific community, eventually resulted in her receiving a Nobel Prize in 1983. In subsequent years, it became clear